This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1591. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, first and foremost shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 17th, Afghanistan, Antarctica, Armenia, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bonaire, Brazil, Cambodia, Canada, China, Cuba, Cyprus, Turkish, Ethiopia, France, India, Iran, Italy, Libya, Lithuania, Micronesia, Monaco, Papua New Guinea, Romania, Sikkim, Ukraine, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. If you're among the North Americans who've still not heard the reactivated Radio Afghanistan on shortwave, which came back in August, our best chances should be in the next 2 months surrounding the winter solstice, because of current scheduling not intended for us at all. It's only a one-hour broadcast between 15:30 and 16:30 UT on 6102, the first half hour in English, the second in Urdu, although it's also been reported on the transmitter a bit earlier in domestic languages before 15:30. Walt Salmaniv from his listening post off the coast of British Columbia already accomplished this some weeks ago. So the further north you are in North America or the further west, the better your chances should be. But the frequency is unique, so if you can hear any carrier there, 6102 between 15:30 and 16:30, it's probably Radio Afghanistan. We keep straining to hear any trace of LRA 36 Antarctica 15476, since its reported schedule is that it is most likely to be active on Thursdays and maybe Tuesdays between 13 and 15 UT. On a previous Thursday, we did hear a very weak carrier on 15475. And on November 17th, between 1330 and 1400, there was something on 15474, or maybe slightly higher. So we suspect their transmitter is drifting, if that's really what's appearing, between the other stations on 15470 and 15480. It would be nice if someone in South America were to monitor this and confirm our observations. The widely publicized DRM test by KBC Radio from the Netherlands via a transmitter somewhere else for Saturday, November 12th at 18 UT did not come off. There was something wrong with the DRM encoding, says Mike Terry. Even though they changed the frequency from the originally planned 7550, which would have collided with India, to the clear 7590. However, on short notice, they rescheduled the test for Sunday, November 13th, at the same time. And it was heard by Harald Kuhl in Germany. He says it was decoding, but was not very stable. Despite that rather rocky start, more tests are planned every Saturday, according to the DRM consortium via Alakesh Gupta. They're being carried out by Spaceline Limited in Bulgaria. They're calling it DRM Mix to demonstrate reception quality with a variety of programs. It'll be every Saturday from the Noratus transmitter in Armenia from 18 to 21 UT on 7590, targeting Europe, including KBC Radio, TWR, AWR Wavescan, HCJB World Radio, and they say great music from the 70s. In the outback of northern New South Wales, David Sharp reports hearing a mixing product from Radio Australia in Shepparton peaking at 40 over 9. It's on 3455 at 0920 UT. That's 9475 minus 6020. This was on November 10th. Apparently there were two different programs mixing, both in English, however. An interesting log from the last day of September, but just reaching us through postal mail in World DX Club contact. Voice of Justice, no, not Iran, but the one in Stepanakert, Azerbaijan, on 9677, reported with a very good signal by Tomas Burian in Czechia, signing on at 1301 UT. Like Afghanistan, there's another split frequency which should be easy to pick out if you have enough selectivity and if it's really propagating, 9677. Dateline Bonaire, November 14th. In Media Network, Andy Sennett reports that rats damaged one of the Radio Netherlands transmitters, a Thompson. It seems the rats did not survive, but it was going to take 3 to 5 days to make repairs, awaiting parts to be flown in from Europe. So in the meantime, some transmissions were changed to Greenville, North Carolina. All Radio Netherlands itself at 0200, Spanish on 6165, at 0300, Dutch also on 6165 for half an hour, and the 2200 half-hour Dutch on 15315. Several Brazilian DXers in the Rádio Escutas group were hearing what must have been a pirate on 7842.5, identifying as Rádio Diário da Manhã, which was the name of a real Brazilian radio station, even on shortwave years ago. It just means morning newspaper. This was November 13th, first heard by Artur Raimundo in Goiânia at 10:12 and still going at 16:10 UT. In São Paulo, Rudolfo Grimm was also hearing it November 14th, just before 0200 UT, which was local midnight. And at that time, it might have propagated further, but so far I've seen no reports of it from North America. However, Terry Kruger in Florida did hear a Brazilian pirate on the free band, 27825, November 13th at 2310 in the AM mode. He says it was babble and ramble, seemingly live accordion playing, dropped the microphone, shoutbacks by listeners, light Christian patter and piano music that seemed to be taped, mentioning he's in São Paulo and pulled the plug around midnight UT. Via S. Hasegawa, Hiroshi in Japan reports an unidentified Khmer broadcast on 15325 at 12 to 13 UT November 17th. Seems to be Khmer Post Radio, but it was not parallel to their broadcast at that hour via Palau on 9960. There was Babcock music at the end of the broadcast, probably via the Uzbekistan transmitter site. Ricky Leong in Calgary, Alberta, says there could be an X-band station coming there, their first one, since according to CRTC, there's an application for 1670 kilohertz by the Punjabi World Network Limited for 5 kilowatts day, 1 kilowatt at night, and would also broadcast in other languages. For a long time, we've been hearing the 9625 CBC Northern Quebec service transmitter staying on the air after sign-off just after 0600 UT, with an open carrier and sometimes also a tone, and wondering why. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany and others in the Austrian ADX News Group have kept monitoring this and say indeed it stays on all night until programming resumes around 12 UT. Apparently, this old transmitter needs to never be turned off under harsh climatic conditions. But it's too bad they're not putting any programming on this transmission. This week, we've been hearing Chinese Firedrake all-musical jamming on 9200. It had been quite some time since it had been appearing on the 9 MHz band, and not hearing it much anymore on 10300. I'm monitoring mainly in the 13 to 14 UT hour. However, something else has appeared on 10300. Of course, Firedrake had been there to jam Sound of Hope. On November 11th at 1342, we were hearing some talk in Chinese, but a lot of distortion. This may have been jamming rather than Sound of Hope itself on 10300. Also monitored a couple of hours earlier by Ron Howard in California, November 11th at 11:15 to 11:28. He says there were two audios seemingly in Chinese, one probably Sound of Hope, the other one perhaps some new kind of jamming. It was not the CNR1 echo jamming used in other instances. Meanwhile, acceding to pressure from China, Vietnam has not only prosecuted but jailed two men accused of transmitting Sound of Hope from Vietnam. It's hard to believe they were doing anything more than running very low-power transmitters, usually assumed to be coming from Taiwan. A week after changing some frequencies, November 7th, Radio Havana Cuba made further changes. 1 week later, on November 13th, daylight shifting time had ended 2 weeks earlier in Cuba, but nevertheless, it was not until November 13th that they shifted all their Spanish programming 1 UT hour later, starting at 12 UT until 16, and again from 22 until 06. We confirmed all this by extensive monitoring, especially the new later times for the Spanish DX program En Contacto on Sundays, now appearing at 14:35, 23:45, and UT Mondays at 0240 on all the frequencies in effect at those hours. Furthermore, there are two English broadcasts which float, changing times each season, it seems, although a bit late. The one at 19 UT on 11760 moved to 20:00, and the one at 23 UT on 5040 moved to midnight UT. I've reported all the changes and the problems incurred by RHC's frequency management in great detail in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 11-46, via worldofradio.org. This led Arnie Coro to attack me on his DXers Unlimited program November 16th, but I'm not going to take time to attack him on my program. Here's an excellent catch of a station rarely making it to North America, Bayrak Radio in Turkish Northern Cyprus on 6150. Mark Cody reports hearing it at the ODXA Shadow Lake Radio Camp in Ontario, November 12th at 22:48. Easy listening pop music, presumably in Turkish with DJ Chatter, and with an ID mentioned after 23:03. Back to music at 23:05. It was weak and noisy, and he says he kept hearing it until it petered out just after midnight UT. Some sources show the power for this as 12 kilowatts, others as 25 kilowatts. But beware, also on 6150 at the same time is a broadcast from Taiwan, which is also jammed by China. Wolfgang Büschel says Radio Bayrak's exact frequency is 37 hertz on the high side of 6150. After we got the word out, Steve Lehr in Michigan also reports hearing Radio Bayrak on 6150 November 16th, playing Blue Bayou after 2300 and a John Lennon tune. He says he'd not heard it this well since late 2002. When a new clandestine for Ethiopia appeared a few weeks ago, ESAT Radio, we predicted it would soon be jammed. And so it has been, although it took a while. Zaharias Liangas in Greece reports 15370. On the 17 UT transmitter, on November 15th, was being interfered with by a white noise jammer. He had also heard it with a weak signal 5 days earlier when there wasn't any jamming. More about this from the blog spot of Alakesh Gupta in New Delhi. He says on November 14th, he was tuning for ESAT radio at 17 UT on 15370, but found it instead on 15390. And indeed, their website says they're using those two different frequencies now. At 1715, 15390 had only white noise audible, sounding like DRM hash. Scheduled still lists them on 15370. On November 15th, they were on 15370 between 17 and 18. On the 16th, they were instead on 15390, or at least the jammer was. And so it goes. The special 28th anniversary broadcast of French pirate radio Waves International via Lithuania, we mentioned last week, was quite a success, coming in well all over North America on 7415, since we got them on that clear frequency. UT Sunday, November 13th, between 02 and 04. It was partly in English, partly in French, playing a lot of music, partly country. This was repeated later on Sunday, November 13th, for Asia, also via Lithuania, on 9895, where it also had good reception, says SS Hasegawa in Japan and Tone Ashar in Indonesia. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1591. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chris and Sarah Leslie, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Or one may send a check or money order in the mail to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702, USA. In the NASWA group, Jim Young reports on his monitoring of India on the 60-meter band from his mobile location on the northern Oregon coast. Especially, I'm going to quote what he says about All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim on 4835. On November 10th, there was a very strong carrier, but no audio for only 14 minutes, starting at 1445 UT. Then it came back on at 1500 for 18 minutes. However, at times there were also carriers on 4833 exactly and 4837, along with 4835. They were not test tones. They went off the air for about a minute and back and forth. Everything went off at 1518. The next day, he heard nothing at all around that frequency. The carriers he did hear were extremely strong, and he was wondering if they're testing a new higher power transmitter than their old 10-kilowatt one. In DX India, Joe's Jacob reports AIR Itanagar back on 4990 from November 11th, heard until closing at 1430, and then reopening the next day at midnight 20 UT. However, their schedule is midnight 20 to 04 and 1000 until 1630. Thanks to that tip, Ron Howard in California also heard Itanagar on 4990, November 14th and 15th, including some local news in English from 1420 to 25. India still has not entered any registrations in the HFCC B11 schedule. So for that, we have to consult AUKI, which is keeping up with India and everything else. More transmissions from All India Radio are being converted to DRM. The one we usually hear is Sinhala at 13 to 15 on 15050. That is, we hear the DRM noise it produces, although on occasion it's back in AM for reasons unknown. From the NASB Facebook via Alakesh Gupta, there was a report about India's progress in implementing DRM. According to this, on shortwave, 54 transmitters will eventually broadcast in DRM only. One transmitter is already digitalized, while 9 more are in the process to be operational between June and December next year, broadcasting in 24 languages of the external services. The remaining transmitters will be done in 3 to 4 years. The master plan envisages shutting down all analog services by 2017 in India. We've just about given up trying to hear Iran's broadcast in English to North America because the two frequencies they've chosen, as we've previously mentioned, are blocked by interference. But we did run across another English broadcast not intended for us from Iran, the 1530 on 15525. Also reported by Harold Sellers in British Columbia, in parallel 13785, no QRM on either frequency. Or that is, until Cuba's started staying on 13780 another hour until 1600. Wolfgang Buschel observes that most of the scheduled relays of Iran via Lithuania have been missing. He says they're often late paying their bills. The former time signal station in Italy, IBF in Torino, has reappeared on 5,000 kilohertz. It's been off the air for years. Gian Piero Bernardini says he heard it testing on November 11th at 10 UT. Actually, this is sort of a commemorative revival, and it lacks any time signals. There are announcements, however. He says Radio Maria, the 26 megahertz station is involved in this. They'll be on 5,000 kilohertz for about 1 month with a 20-watt carrier peaking at 100 watts. Carlos Gonzalez says it's audible in Portugal with lots of static, with IDs in three languages, Italian, French, and English. I have my doubts whether this is really from the same site as the original IBF. Radio Maria could have just put on a transmitter somewhere else. I also doubt whether it is a legal operation, except that question is not exactly applicable in Italy. Thanks to a tip from Andy Lavendale, Alan Rowe corrects his report last week about the music theme heard from Libya on 11600 between 16 and 18 UT in French. It is not Santa Baby, but instead a song called Douce France, that is, Sweet France, also heard by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania. And also reports a strong noise jammer on the frequency at 1633, November 15th. Wolfgang Büschel points out it's not jamming. Coincidentally, there is a DRM broadcast from Bulgaria between 16 and 17 on 11600. Answering my question last week, yes, PMA, the Cross Radio Micronesia, is still being heard, says Ron Howard in California, on 4755.44, but not as well as in the past. He heard it November 11th at 10:02 with preaching in English, signal improving, and they were off the air by 10:51. On November 12th, Bruce Jensen in California measured it 10 hertz higher on 4755.45, also at 10:02 UT, with a religious discussion in English. Poor reception. Christian Guibaudot in nearby Nice, France, reports on what's really happening with the Fontbonne transmitter site in France used by Monaco. Fontbonne is not closed. According to a mail from Paul Marteau of Monte Carlo Radio Diffusion, they're waiting for new customers, and from time to time the transmitters are used. But for the moment, the only shortwave broadcast from Fontbonne is actually the utility station Monaco Radio, which has weather in French and English at 0630, 1203, and 1730 on 8728 SSB. Also, a news bulletin from Radio Monaco relayed over Monaco Radio in French Monday through Friday for 3 minutes at 1200. On 8728, as well as 4363, 13146, and 17260, all with 10 kilowatts. Bruce Portzer in Washington got a friendly email confirmation in 71 days from Radio Sundown, Papua New Guinea, 3205. Selena Correa apologized for a delay and said, "We had problems with power for the little border town that kept us off air for the last 2 months. I was not able to email you because of power problems," which certainly explains the station's absence in recent weeks. And he had a further email exchange with her. She said Sundown on 3205 was off from mid-September until about 2 weeks before November 10th due to the power outage, but is now back on the air. In NordX, via shortwave bulletin, Mauno Riitala in Finland laments that the window for hearing radio fly Papua New Guinea 5960 closed on November 10th when Xinjiang PBS in China moved to 5960 from 9835 between 03 and 12 UT. However, on November 5th, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden was hearing the Chinese station signing on 5960 at 11:57. Jürgen Lohuis in Germany hunts for harmonics and spurs on the higher frequencies and has been hearing some of them from Romania. 19800 in Arabic at 1520 UT, but that's not a harmonic of 9900. Instead, it's a leapfrog mixing product of 15280 over 17540. At 1215, he was hearing two more in English on 20100, which is 15430, leaping over 17765, and on 19600, which is 15460, leaping over 17530. Alexander Dyadishchov in Ukraine explains the situation on shortwave from that country. There have been no RUI broadcasts for several months, but he says it's still uncertain whether it will resume on shortwave as no final decision has been made, so the equipment is still there. Besides, the administration, RRT, is probably considering selling airtime to foreign broadcasters, such as the Voice of Russia. The last time shortwave transmissions from the Taranovka site were observed on 9420 was in May, shortly before Radio Ukraine International suspended its Ukrainian language programs on May 25th. The little shortwave USB transmitters of the American Forces Network are full of surprises and apparently operate on a rather ad hoc basis as far as what programming is on them. The ones in the Florida Keys on 7811 and 12133.5, for example, for at least a week switched to some musical stream AFN provides on satellite, a lot of techno music, instead of the usual talk programming. But we were glad to find the previous format resumed as of November 16th and hope they keep it. As soon as Gaddafi was killed, Radio Sawa turned off its shortwave frequencies, back to medium wave only, confirmed by Wolfgang Büschel. Nor did they reappear when the previously planned B-11 frequencies would have come into effect. However, there is still one Sudanese Arabish broadcast from the U.S., the Afia Darfur radio service for Sudan. There are 3 half-hours from 5 different transmitter sites as follows at 03-5885, 7275, and 9845, at 18-9805, 11615, and 11975, and at 19-9780, 9815 and 11830. The VOA Greenville transmitter site is now offering its own QSLs direct, but you must report directly to their postal address, and it's only for transmissions from Greenville, so check the schedules. The address to be used is as follows, and no return postage is required. Voice of America Transmitting Station, 3913 VOA Site B Road, and the town is not Greenville, but instead, I'll spell it, Grimesland, North Carolina, 27837-8977, Grimesland. Peter W. Hansen in New York has been monitoring WYFR's output from Florida, and he says it's now all in English between 22 and 05 UT, parallel to the family radio station in New Jersey, WFME. I've been hearing the 10-kilowatt transmitter inside the Vatican itself on new 7250 until 0628 UT, when the big site at Santa Maria takes over. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued November 15th. A and K indices mostly 5 and 2 through December 12th. Solar flux dropping from 160 November 19th to 145 on the 25th and 26th, peaking at 180 December 2nd, 6th, and 7th. And that's World of Radio number 1591. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.